Poshea Perek Dalad Pasuk Hey. As we continue with the Musar, and now we are hearing about the Kohanim not fulfilling their role because they're being silenced by the political leaders, and the Nevi'im aren't fulfilling their role because these aren't real Nevi'im. B'chashalta hayom. You will stumble in the daytime. If you stumble in the daytime, that's pretty bad. By day, you should be able to see where you're going, but with your misdeeds and your evil deeds, you're going to have a lot of bad luck. All of a sudden, during the daytime, you can't even walk straight. B'chashal gam navi imecha loyla. And the false prophets among you are also going to stumble as if it was nighttime and everything was dark and they couldn't see. Because the false prophets are making everything up. And when it turns out not like they said, they don't know what to do. This is based on the Rabbi Wein intro about the idea of Marxism. This is my idea of what may happen to Zoran Mamdani. Listen to this 4 years from now and let me know what happens if he wins the mayoralty. But I think he's going to stumble badly if everything goes wrong. He doesn't know how to cope. And the young people who think he's their messianic figure to deliver them from the tyranny of the 1%, when all the rich people who actually pay taxes leave, then what? We're all going to be living in Lakewood or Texas? I don't know. V'damisi imecha, and I will silence your mother. Your mother, your kehila, your assembly, your large gathering of people. So this is the grievance HaKadosh Baruch Hu has against mankind. We have no Torah. We have no kindness. We're not listening to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what is this? What kind of society have you people built here? You're going to be stunned into bewildered silence, says Rashi in one translation. I'll cut off your mother. You're not going to exist as a separate national entity. If it's the motherland of Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to be there anymore. You'll be in Golos. Vav nidmu ami mibli hado'as. My people were silenced, became muted because of a lack of knowledge. Or they were made foolish because of a lack of knowledge. Radak says, because of a lack of the Kohanim or the Nevi'im to teach them, to instruct them the proper way to behave, the proper values to have. What happens? There's an African proverb. When an old person dies, a library is burned. The old person is a repository of knowledge. I read this. I'm reading over somebody's manuscript. They're getting it ready to publish. And I thought that was just a beautiful sentiment. The idea, talk to the elders. Get as much wisdom out of them as you can because they're the library, the repository of all the wisdom. Family wisdom, cultural wisdom, experiential wisdom. But now we're all mute. When there's nobody there to tell you how to behave because we only believe in Gen Z and the young, what are we left with? A society without kindness and a society without truth. Ki ata hada'as ma'asta. Because you have rejected knowledge. And this isn't an age thing. Middle-aged and older people who wanted to do Avodah Zarah were rejecting knowledge as well. They knew what they were supposed to do in their heart of hearts. But we don't want to learn the Torah. We don't want to know anything. We are profoundly secular in our own values. The internet will tell me what I need to know. ChatGPT can write it all for me, so I don't need to learn anything. I'm a professor. You know that I have a profound hatred of ChatGPT. Ve'em asecha. And I will reject you. You'll be mius to me. You'll be disgusting to me. Mikahein li, from being Kohanim to me. Mamleches Kohanim Va'am Kadosh were promised in the Torah. But what if we reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then in retaliation, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reject us. Vatishkach Torah Selokecha. You have forgotten the Torah of your God. Eshkach Bonecha Gamoni. I too will forget your children. They won't have the glory of Kahuna. When you see the number of children who die in the Holocaust, the number of children, but particularly who die in the Churban, this is not to blame the Jews for the Holocaust, God forbid. But when you see the innocents suffering, it makes you rethink how you lived your life. So the anger with the parents is going to be vented upon the children. You stood at Har Sinai, says Rashi. What did you do? I said, do you accept my Torah? They said, yes. Na'aseh v'nishma. And he said, offer me a guarantee that you'll keep the Torah. And they said, we offer up our children. Not chas v'shalom in a Molech kind of way, but we are giving future generations of Jews. I know somebody who has chosen to send their children to public school as a protest against high yeshiva tuition, which I do not argue with. It's extremely expensive. But if you do that and they lack what Hoshea says is the instruction in Yiddishkeit, is the Darche Torah that you get from Kohanim and Chachamim and Nevi'im, what have you done? Hashem will appear to forget the children because they have forgotten him. Eshkach Banecha Gamani, that should be the most frightening, chilling thing we've seen so far. Zayin Kirubam, the more they have increased and become many, Kain Chatuli, the more they have sinned against me. The bigger the 10 tribes got, the more Chatoyim they committed. You feel more invulnerable as you get bigger and more loud and have a voice in New York City politics. They would never vote in an anti-Semite who might not listen to our voice, would they? Kivodam bikalon amir. I will, because of this, exchange their honor for shame. We always do it to ourselves. If the Kohen gives up the position of leadership and the moral rectitude to lead the nation, they will lose that and shame will take its place. Ches chatas ami yochelu. They feed on the chatos, the sin offerings of my people. Vel avonam yisu nafsho. Notice we're going in a very poetic, a rhythmic dun-ta-dun-ta-da, dun-ta-dun-ta-da. These are short, punchy psukim being written in a style that hammers away at you with the message. The Mefarshim don't talk about the kind of stylistic decision here. But if you say a lot of Tehillim, there's also da-na-da-na-da-na, first clause, da-na-da-na-da-na-da-na, second clause. And we all say that when we say Tehillim out loud together. But these are punishment psukim that are warning us. Chatas ami yochelu velavonam yisu nafsho. And they set their heart on their iniquity, on their sin. So if this is what matters to you, if this is what you choose as a priority, then you get what you asked for, and you're stuck with it.